Now news of a terror attack in the West African nation of Ivory Coast. The president of that country says 14 civilians, including two Westerners, were killed by gunmen at a beach resort near the city that is the commercial capital of Ivory Coast. Six attackers are also reported dead. Here's NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton.
The assault on the beach in Kombasam is already being dubbed Black Sunday. The Atlantic Coast weekend getaway, favored by Ivorians and foreigners, is located within easy reach of Ivory Coast main city Abidjan. President Alassane Ouattara spoke from the scene hours after the attack he described as cowardly terrorism, which he says will not be tolerated. Questions are being raised about Ivory Coast security preparedness, but the president praised the special forces for their swift intervention in the former French colony emerging from a prolonged civil war. Witnesses describe panic and people fleeing as masked gunmen open fire on beachgoers and swimmers along a stretch of three popular hotels and numerous eating spots in Bassam. This unnamed survivor recounted his ordeal to journalists. He says they shot at one young man without saying a thing and killed him. Then we heard more shooting and they shouted, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," and moved on. Belgian survivor Charlène Bertin told the BBC she managed to escape with her baby girl. They hid in a bathroom.
We were like quite scared because they were all around us. We could hear them shooting right next to where we were, like light weapons. Tuck, 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 tuck.
After neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, this third attack in the region since November confirms mounting fears that the threat of Islamist extremist violence is spreading across West Africa. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb says it was behind Sunday's killings in Ivory Coast. The fearful question in a region on high alert is, who's next? Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.